Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're going to be now introducing the Kiffness, and I'm sure.
Okay, so why are we speaking to the Kiffness?
The Kiffness.
All right, so a little bit earlier we played a song which is Captain Jack Sparrow's testimony.
Brilliant.
At the deck versus Heard.
Okay, so good.
Absolutely brilliant. The man is a genius. Go and watch his cat videos. Go and subscribe to his channel. It's called The Kiffness. You are absolutely something to behold. You really are incredibly talented. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you for the kind words. Very kind of you. Doing well, thanks. I've actually just come back from Tankwa Karoo.
Yes.
After doing a gig there. So a little bit tired, but yeah, just been taking it easy today.
And how's also the baby? Just, how's your baby?
Yeah, very well, actually. My wife and baby are in Joburg at the moment. I'm in Klets, resting up for the next set of gigs. My wife has kind of given me permission to rest and plait while she looks after the baby because, it's been quite hectic trying to do the videos, trying to do being a dad and gigs all at once. I've been given a little bit of time off in plait, which is quite nice.
When are we going to hear your baby videos? You have to make a baby video, something about the crying or something. You could definitely do this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on the cards. Little Sam's been making some interesting noises already, so give it a few more months, and who knows what we're going to come up with.
Looking forward. So while you're resting up, you clearly are following this whole Depp Heard case. So
yeah,
are you inspired? Are you inspired to do one for his lawyer, Camille Vasquez?
Oh, sure.
I mean, isn't she something, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been quite an absurd case to follow because, I mean, courts is obviously such a formal, you know, proper place, and they're discussing, you know, poos on the bed and all kinds of things. So to me, it's very entertaining. It's also very sad, but you know, I kind of thrive with things that are absurd. You know, like making songs out of cats, and you know, this is no exception. So.
You know what,
so,
as absurd as it is, it's an important case, being that it's raising something that we don't talk about a lot, and that is men who are abused in their relationships. And
no, totally. We
do need to be talking about this and acknowledging it and creating a safe space where people who are the victims of abuse can actually stand up and saying, I'm not taking it anymore. No more of this, cowboys don't cry. Women.
Yeah.
Can be abusers as much as men can. You know, why is it okay for a woman to be able to slap a man? That's also abuse.
Yes. No, I completely hear you. And I think, you know, Amber is innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I kind of do think that, you know, Amber has taken advantage of the situation. And, you know, it is just highlighting, you know, the fact that she's, a sort of compulsive liar, but you know, it's just my opinion at this stage. But
well,
yeah,
it's the opinion of a lot of people, and some of them very qualified. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the behavior panel. Have you seen the behavior panel? It's four of the world's top
experts.
Yeah, they're brilliant. What they have to say is absolutely scathing.
Yeah, no,
like it's deception 101.
It's yeah,
very
you
interesting.
Know, sort of manufactured crying and all of that. So,
yeah.
It's a crazy situation, but I choose to see the humor in it. And, you know, humor, you know, people think is just, you know, having a laugh. But, you know, we actually, when it comes to satirical content, you are often shining a light on something that's quite serious. And, you know, I do touch on the fact that, you know, domestic abuse isn't an exclusive offense, you know, like it can be women and, yeah, it just kind of makes the message a little bit more digestible, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what humor is. Humor is a gift to us that allows us to find very, very tough subjects and make them more palatable so that we can just internalize them and actually grow from them. Thank you so much for the time. We look forward to your next video. Thank you so much.
Oh, great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the time, especially on short notice. That's David Scott, a.k.a. The Kiffness. He's got 1.3 million subscribers on his channel, and they can't all be wrong. I'm one of them, and you should definitely go and subscribe too. He posts these unbelievably funny videos. You won't regret it. It's The Kiffness, KIFFNESS. What a talent.